So prayer is not primarily about getting our immediate needs met, but about seeing the kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. It's so easy to get self-centered in our prayer and in looking at things just around our immediate circumstances and situations. When Jesus prayed his high priestly prayer, he prayed for all believers right the way down the ages. We surely do need to expand our horizons in prayer as we are training for reigning with him. Our time here is our apprenticeship for ruling and reigning with Christ. We are joint heirs with him. We are destined for the throne. As the time draws nearer, we cannot ignore the fact that that is our eternal destiny, to be a bride fit for the King of Kings. And it is now that we will learn how he likes to do things, so that when we arrive in that blessed state and that blessed place of reigning and ruling with him, we will be a bride that knows how he likes to do things. And work in concert with him, not stand there with our jaw dropping, wondering why we hadn't realized all this before. Is it time for you to have a rethink about what your time on earth here is about? You really only need to look back to Adam in the garden to see. His primary purpose originally was to have dominion. How's that working out for you? God bless you.